All right, so for the rest of us, we're going to be in Mark chapter 10. So if you have a Bible, go ahead and turn to Mark chapter 10. We're going to read basically the same story, but we're going to read it from the regular Bible this time. And if you don't have a Bible, there should be a black one in front of you next to the rhyming Bible in the pews. Grab that black one. It'll be page 741 for you in the pew Bible. Mark chapter 10. Pew Bible, page 741. No. All right, so kids, I'm going to ask some questions. I want this to be interactive and a little bit fun, okay? So you guys feel free to, like, call out answers. I may have different rules over there. I don't know what the teacher's rules are next door, but for today, I want to hear from you guys a lot, okay? So I'm going to read from Mark chapter 10, basically the same story we read, but this one doesn't rhyme. But here's what it says in Mark chapter 10. It says, "And they brought young children to him," meaning they brought little children just like you guys to Jesus, "that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought him." What does rebuke mean? Rebuke? It means they kind of, well, go ahead. What do you think? Yeah, they're not letting them go. Yeah. They say it in one of the shows that we watch. Yeah. So rebuke is like, "Hey, you can't do that." They say, "Hey, you can't do that. You can't bring those kids over here." But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. He was mad. He said, "Whoa, what are you saying to these kids?" And he said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." That means let the kids come. Let the kids come, Jesus says, "and forbid them not." Don't stop them, "for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." In verse 16, "and he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them." So I want to show you guys just a few points out of this passage. First, starting in verse 13, it starts by saying this, "and they brought young children to him." They brought the children to Jesus. Now, this probably would be very confusing for you guys because you all drove yourselves here, right? Did you guys drive yourselves to church? I'm your ride? That doesn't make sense. No. When they said they brought the children to Jesus, you guys, you drove yourselves? No? Well, sorry, I mean, your kids. You rode your bikes here, right?
No.
No? You walked all the way here all by yourself?
Yeah.
That's dedication. No, what I see in the very first verse is it says these adults, they brought the children to Jesus, right? Just like somebody brought you here today, right? Me, yeah, I brought a couple of kids here today. Somebody brought you guys to church, just like back in these days, people brought the children to Jesus. So first thing I want to do with you guys is, on the count of three, can we shout a big thank you to whoever brought you here today? One, two, three.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Now, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, my kids are a little bit older. They're 11 and 8 now. But I remember when they were much smaller, Sunday mornings, trying to get kids dressed and ready and get them out the door and try to get to church on time. It can be one of the most stressful times of the week, can't it? And it just seems like everything's going wrong and every inconvenience, and it's hard. And I realize, parents, that for some of you, it would probably be easier to stay home. It would be easier to stay in bed. It would be easier to let the kids play in their rooms. But some of you decided to get up and get them dressed and come here today. Some of you get these kids up and dressed and you bring them every week. And praise God for that. As moms and dads, you're doing the work and you're bringing your kids to church. Now, that's fantastic that you bring your kids to church. But when it says they bring their children to Jesus, how else could we do that? I mean, coming to church is definitely one way, right? But what else? What else can we do, mom and dad? We could pray with our kids, right? We can pray with our kids every day. We can do Bible reading time with our kids at home, right? Those are things you could do every day. And then, yes, Sunday, you can bring them here. But do you know who the most important Bible teacher is that they have? Who?
Them.
Who, your mom and dad? Your parents, your grandmas, your grandpas? Yes, exactly. The most important Bible teachers that these kids have, they're not the folks on the volunteer sheet. Their mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, and any one of you who has a place in these kids' lives to talk with them and teach them about Jesus, that's a great responsibility. And so bring them to church as you do, love it, but bring them to Jesus in prayer. Bring them to Jesus in Bible reading time at home. Bring them to Jesus in how they see your testimony, right? Like, live a life where they see the values of Jesus and the gospel love lived out in your lives. And here's what I'll tell you, parents. It's 1,000 little moments. But what you make a habit of, these kids are going to remember. And it may seem like, oh, again to church today. Oh, it's raining, it's thundering, it's lightning. Maybe I just want to stay home. All of these little moments, they add up. And these kids are going to remember what you do habitually. Good habits or bad habits. I remember still as a kid, more than 30 years ago, going to church as a child. I remember there was a lady, she would stand like kind of over here and I'd be over there where you guys are. And when it was time to pray, she would want to like reach across the aisle to hold my hand. And as a kid, I was doing what Liam is doing, which is like, I remember that vividly. But look, parents, what you do habitually, what you do as habit with your children, they are going to remember. I know many of you, if you have a church background, if you grew up in church, you remember those things, for better or for worse. Let's give our children good, godly habits that they will remember as they grow up. It's 1,000 little moments, but they add up, and the kids will remember. So then, boys and girls, sweetie, so then it says this. It says, they brought the children, and his disciples rebuked them. Now, kids, I have a question for you guys. So a rebuke means they basically said, hey, take those kids, get those kids out of here. That's a rebuke. They said, you can't bring those kids here to Jesus. Question for you guys, why would they say that you cannot bring the children to Jesus? Why would, what's that? Too fancy? The kids aren't fancy enough for Jesus? Fancy? What else? Why would they say, hey, you can't bring those kids over here to Jesus? Maybe they're too loud. Yeah, what do you got?
Too silly.
Too silly? Yeah, maybe. Go ahead. Too talkative? Yeah. Could be. What do you got? They weren't his neighbor? Interesting. Yeah. What kind of things was Jesus doing? He was doing miracles. What kind of miracles? Do you guys know of any miracles that Jesus did? What do you got? Think about it. What do you got, miracles?
Turned water into wine.
He made a blind person see, and he helped a paralyzed person walk. Peanut. Yeah, Lazarus. Yeah, Jesus made him not dead anymore. You got it? Did he come? He what? He made people. That's true. He made us. He made every one of you. That's right. And so I'm thinking maybe the disciples said, hey, get those kids out of here because Jesus is doing really important stuff, right? Like somebody died and he's going to bring them back to life, or somebody's blind. He's going to help them see. And so he's doing important stuff. Plus, he's teaching, right? He's teaching like big, important lessons. He's teaching like we teach in church here, right? And so maybe the disciples thought, hey, this stuff that Jesus is doing is way too important for these little kids. And Jesus said, hold on, time out, right? He says that the work that I'm doing is not more important than the kids. And I heard a quote that says this, that children are not a distraction from more important work. They are the most important work. Amen. And so, guys, maybe the disciples thought, oh, these kids, you're too serious, you're too talkative, you're too playful, you guys aren't paying attention. We've got to do important business here. And Jesus says, no, the children are important business. Every one of you is important to Jesus. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So we saw in the first verse, it's important that your parents bring you to Jesus, right? Jesus should be important for each of you. But we also see Jesus says, hold on, these children are important to me. Interesting. Now he goes on in verse 14 and 15. He says, suffer the little children to come unto me. He says, let them come. Let the children come to me. And forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And then verse 15, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. So listen to this, guys. Jesus says we have to be more like children in some ways to even get into the kingdom of heaven. And this is the passage that Jamie read earlier where the disciples are asking, what is greatness in the kingdom of heaven? And does Jesus pull out some big, strong guy? And he says, who's the greatest? Is somebody who's super, super smart, like went to college? Somebody who had a whole ton of money? When they said, who's the greatest, Jesus? Jesus pulls up a child, a kid, just like one of you. And he says, look, adults. Now, there are some biblical concepts of, look, we want to mature, we want to grow, we don't want to act like babies. There's a biblical concept where we put away childish things. But it's also a very biblical concept that if we don't humble ourselves in a childlike way, you're not even getting in. And in the passage that Jamie read, I believe it was Matthew 18, specifically, what characteristic of children does Jesus say we need? Humility. It's humility. Now, there are certain things about kids, like, look, we want to grow up and get beyond that, but there's a humility to kids that Jesus says, hey, adults, take note. Be like these kids, adults, otherwise you're not even getting into heaven. And so you guys are a model for us. And I hope you guys always stay. Isn't that crazy? Right? Yeah. We're supposed to look at you guys and learn something. Usually it's like, hey, you guys look at us and learn something, right? But we need to look at you and learn something too. Yes.
I want to look at you and learn something. What am I learning? Because you taught me everything.
Yeah, no, that's deep. That's deep. I taught her everything she knows, so what can I learn from her? That's a very good point. So I can't learn anything from you because I'm just learning it right back. Okay. And now, look, I want to look at one more verse. And this one here at verse 16, it says, and he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. So Jesus, he doesn't simply say, okay, kids, yeah, hey, thanks for coming. Nice to see you. All right, I'll talk to you later. No, he actually gets right up close with the kids. He tells them, hey, bring the kids over here. The kids come up close, and then he actually picks these kids up. So I want you to see what this might look like. So, Jamie, come here. Wait, you know what? Let me get my kids. Never mind. I don't have the back for it. My kids, come here. It says that Jesus didn't just wave and say hi or, like, you know, from a distance. He literally scoops them up, something like this. Do you think you look like this? No? I have a niece and a nephew who are, like, 6 and 4 years old. I could pick up all four of these kids at once, but it's not comfortable for anybody. But what I think Jesus probably did, I'm going to put you down, Olivia. He probably picked them up one at a time, like this. And I don't know how many kids were in that group, but he probably took his time and picked up each kid one at a time. And look how close these kids got to Jesus. Not like, hey, you kids need to sit in the back, or you kids need to go wait over there. He said, look, I'm bringing the kids right up here, and he prays for them, and he blesses them. That's how Jesus shows how important you children are. Sometimes, I know Mom and Dad, I feel this way. Our kids probably notice. Sometimes we don't have as much time and attention to give to our kids as we would like. Right? And my kids know that. I work from home, which is a blessing and a curse. So I can take them to the bus. I can pick them up from the bus. I can go to their school events. Like, that's all great. But then they come home from school, and I'm, like, in a meeting on camera. And they're just like, hi, Dad. Who are you talking to? Which is like, it's fine. People get it. They understand that's what work from home is like these days. But sometimes I have to tell them, guys, I can't help you right now. I can't pay attention to you right now. Whatever you need, you just got to wait. I don't have the time right this minute. And they have to wait. Sometimes I've just had a day. I've had a long day, a hard day. And sometimes I'm just frustrated. And it's 5, 6, 7 o'clock. And finally trying to have some family time. And I'm just beat. My patience is thin, and it's just, I don't bring the best to my kids that I want to bring. And they know when Dad is a little frustrated or Dad's a little impatient. But look, kids, and maybe your parents probably feel the same way. Like, I wish I could spend more time with my kids and give more energy to my kids and give more attention to my kids. And I wish I had just, you know, endless time, and there's never enough hours in the day. I'm sure your parents would agree. But here's the thing. Here's the one big thing I want you guys to take away. Jesus always has time for you children. Did you know that? Jesus is never too busy to spend time with you. I mean, he is busy, right? Like, he's doing a lot of stuff and he's listening to a lot of prayers. But because he's like God, he can listen to all of your prayers. Yep, all of your needs, all of your questions. And so here's something, this is what I want you guys to take away from this, the most important lesson. And this is kind of like the theme, if you remember one thing about this, besides the bubbles and the balloons and the surprise that might be parked outside. We'll see. This is what I want you guys to take away. Guys, boys and girls, you can always go to Jesus. There's a lot of things that you kids can't do, right? What are some things you can't do because you're kids?
Steal a car.
You can't do that when you're an adult either. Drive a car. What is it? Can't fly an airplane. Jump off an airplane, also true. She can't drive herself to band or choir, so I have to do it at 7 a.m. practically every day. I'm not saying that I'm a saint or anything. I'm just, I'm a job. Yeah, you can't have a job. Can't watch too much TV. Oh, yeah, deep water. Good safety lesson. Thank you. Pay bills. Oh, I wish you could. Oh, that's always the go-to. It's like, man, you don't pay bills here, but if you did, you'd have a lot more rights. Do you have one?
Taekwondo.
You can't teach Taekwondo. That's true. Do you do Taekwondo?
Yeah.
But they don't let you teach?
Yeah.
Navy soon. What do you got? You can't cook? Okay. Some kids cook, but they probably need to be watched a little bit, right? You gotta be trained to cook. Peanut.
Can't have a child.
Can't have a child. So true. You know what's one that bothers Olivia? Whenever I go to the gym, she wants to go to the gym with me. Kids can't go to the gym. Did I hear one more? Lucas, no? You guys get the idea, right? There's a lot of things as kids, just because you're kids, you can't do. One thing that you can always do is what? Talk to Jesus. And how do we do that, right? You can pray. Did you know, you guys, like, Jesus loves to hear prayers from you. It's not just like the big fancy prayers from up here. You guys are at home just laying in your bed thinking. You can pray. You can talk to God, and he loves to hear from you guys. You can read your Bibles. Right? You guys have Bibles at home? You got something? You guys can read your Bibles whenever you want, anytime. And you can come to church with other kids, and you can talk about Jesus. You can learn about Jesus. This is what I want you guys to never forget. In a world where there's a lot of things you cannot do, you can always go to Jesus. That's the lesson from that passage. Adults, parents, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, let's always make an easy, clear path for children to come to Jesus. Let's not put any obstacles or anything else in their way that would prevent them from getting to Christ. This is perhaps your greatest responsibility as parents, is that they would know who Jesus is, that they would be encouraged to go to him, not based on your faith, but that you would encourage them to have their own faith. And maybe it's going to shape up and look a little bit different in terms of their path than yours looked. But God help us as parents, as grandparents, as family, as aunts and uncles, to get any barrier out of the way between these children and Jesus. Because Jesus loves these kids, like Jamie said, more than we could even comprehend. And that's something we tell our kids all the time. Who loves you the most? Mommy. What? No, I mean daddy. Like, better, but no. Who loves you the most? Who loves you the most? It's not your question. Jesus. Jesus loves you guys the most. That's why you can always go to him. He loves to hear from you, and he loves to spend time with you. All right? Thank you, kids, for being here. I'm all done. I'm going to invite Josh and Jen to come on up. And as they make their way up, let's just have a word of prayer for these kids. Let's have a word of prayer for these kids, and then, Jamie, I'll let you handle dismissal. Yeah. All right, let's pray for you kids. Thank you again for being here. When I see you kids here, running around, playing, listening, learning, playing together, it warms my heart. I love to see kids having a good time at church, and that's what this was for. So, thank you guys again for coming, moms, dads, visitors, guests. Thank you for being here. Again, it's a blessing to us to have these children with us. So let's pray, and then we will get wrapped up. Father, I thank you once again for these children. I thank you for the incredible blessing they are, that these are lives that you created. These are little boys and girls that you love. And so I pray, Father, that you would always let there be a clear path for these children to know your son Jesus, to follow him. I pray for the parents here, the moms and dads who probably seem like there's never enough hours in the day. There's so many competing priorities. They're busier than ever. Father, I pray that you would just help them to find time and find ways to nurture these children, that mom and dad would be the greatest Bible teachers in their home, and that they would have opportunities to show their sons and daughters who Jesus is. I pray you would dismiss us with your blessing. I pray that you would give us the strength and encouragement we need for the week ahead. And I thank you for the fact that all of us, not just these children, but any one of us can come to Jesus. You take us all by faith. As much as you love each of these children, you love each of these adults too. And so I pray, Father, if there's anyone here who doesn't know that, you would just impress upon their heart that they can come to Christ too. That anyone who comes by faith, you'll accept and make a son or daughter of your own. And so I thank you again for your goodness, and thank you for these children. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.